gotta start recording just in case magic happens.
GG.
Hey, what happened?
I'm not
Why does he hate us?
He what? He doesn't like us?
No, he didn't.
I told you he doesn't like me. He sees my name. I bet you if I get out of the call, he'll show up.
Yeah. Let's start. Let's go. Hold on. Are you guys ready? Let's do this.
Ready. I'm going to go get me something to eat real quick.
What? Let's not be. All right. You go get something to eat while I play this intro music.
Yeah, I'll be back before your intro All music
right.
is over.
All right.
Enjoy doing it.
Lane Beard turns, ball swatted away. Price has his pocket picked by Isaiah. Inside for long, a step in front of steal by Sally.
The Pistons are feeling it as they're doing it the old-fashioned way.
Welcome everyone to the TBS NFL, TBS NBA update. I'm EDD999. Let me open up this Skype call to see all the people, all the owners that are with us right now. Canada here yep. with free games. Bowser franchise. JT.
No,
and, I think SpongeBob's is on the call.
We are Goofy Goobers.
All right. Sponge, we still haven't gotten into any NFL talk yet, so you're going to have to live through that. I hope you have time.
I'll call you back.
Okay.
I'm the artist formerly known as Franchise.
The artist formerly known as Franchise.
I am now He Hate Me 254.
He Hate Me 254 is with us this week, and we got a lot to get into. We got the NFL TPS NFL scoreboard. We got new power rankings. We got our first 2 weeks of the TPS NBA. In the books.
And we got Killzone talk.
Lots of Killzone, lots of PlayStation 4 talk. Everyone's getting super excited. I continue to try to convince everyone to just cancel their pre-orders now.
It's late. Mine is already on the way.
If you're listening to this and you haven't got it, cancel your pre-order. It's the right
way. Get a Vita.
Yeah, get a Vita instead. Or a Wii U.
I've got a Vita. It's great.
Well, now all you need is a Wii U. Okay, let's get into the scoreboard real quick. Franchise, your team, wow. I don't know what to say about your team right now. Your team is bad. I do know what to say about them. What's going on with you? You lost to the Mexico Brownies, 86-95.
You act like that's like I got trampled on or something. Who do I play this week?
Who do you play this week? That's a good question. Hold on. I'm looking at your schedule right now.
Oh, me.
Well, let's look at his schedule right now because he's lost four in a row, struggling to score over 70 points.
Mm-hmm. Scored 86. What are you talking about?
Now he has Straight Trash, which is up and coming. Riding Tomatoes, don't sleep on them. Then the Father Muckers, and he's going to finish up with Lazy Kings. I called it a few weeks ago. Franchise is going 0 for his last 8. 4 down, 4 to go.
No, 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 no.
I can see about 5 teams I'm going to beat in the next 5 weeks.
That's also wrong.
Yeah, that's actually impossible because you're not going to make the playoffs.
Playoffs?
The only thing you're going to beat is your meat.
Yeah, the only thing you're going to beat is your meat. Okay, so I voted. I just now voted for you to beat Mexico Brownies. Franchise, you need a running back, like badly.
Yeah, I do. It's like everybody I have has been getting hurt. It's like my best receiver hurt. You know, my best running back hurt. You know, I'm not talking about DeMarco Murray because he sucks.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Cowboy, he's a bum.
Big time.
You should have picked up the new Houston running back. who replaced Foster.
Yeah, that would be nice, but somebody else picked him up.
The worst team in the league, right?
I actually tried to pick him up, and somebody with a lower,
waiver.
Lower waiver number than me got him.
Someone who
isn't. It's like Jennings. It's like Jennings. I tried to get Rashad Jennings for Oakland. Somebody beat him.
No, you don't want Jennings.
My bad.
Yeah, you're bad.
So, because you didn't beat the Brownies, I'm just going to go ahead and do it for you since that's why I played.
And only your meat?
Yeah, I'm not going to beat your meat. I'm going to beat the Brownies meat. What?
Wow, he's going to beat the Brownies meat. I'm going to play some Killzone real quick.
All right, Canada, how about you? 95-44 over Rotting Tomatoes. Bringing you to 5-5, 95 points, not bad. Still not Rough Rider good. I know you kind of.
I'm not great.
You kind of.
I'm not great. I'm not Rough Rider bad, but I seem to be doing pretty good.
So you think? So
I got kind of lucky though. Cam Newton with 5. Tomato had Chris Johnson with 5. That has only happened like once this season, right? Oh, okay, a couple times. I got a little lucky.
So you're not giving yourself credit for this victory. You're saying Tomato.
I said a little lucky.
Oh, okay.
I took it to him.
You got to give up on Fitzgerald, okay? It's time to pull the trigger.
You know what? I think you're dead wrong. I think you're dead wrong. He's got Jacksonville next week. He's got Indiana the next week. Indiana can't defend. They can't play defense.
Are you kidding me?
And then he's got the shitty Eagles.
The Sheagles. Shitty Eagles.
Yes, sorry, the Sheagles. Come on, no.
Who did they just beat up on?
E. Diddy, thanks for mentioning that Fitzgerald is that I should drop him because now that set everything in play. He is going to rock the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm telling you right now.
That wasn't an E. Diddy curse, so you're pretty much through.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
No, well,
it's not a curse. You have to have an E. Diddy, an actual, authentic E. Diddy curse. And the only people that know the curse better than myself are not here right now.
Exactly.
Oh, is it basketball related?
No, it's not basketball related. The curse, you have to listen to how E. Diddy says something. That's how he curses whoever he says. Like if E. Diddy says, oh, you might as well get rid of him now. He's trash. That's not cursing him.
That's just the honest to God truth.
Guys, look at the matchups. Next week, Jacksonville. The week after that, Indiana. Did you see Indiana play football over the weekend?
Yeah. Indianapolis is not a bad team.
No, they're good.
The defense?
Oh, their defense is rock solid. They just got caught in a bad day. They just got caught in a bad day. It happens to everyone.
They've been pretty good. A lot of people have them shooting towards the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it was Andrew Luck's fault anyway. I mean, throwing all kinds of interceptions and fumbling all over the place. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Franchise, do you have the Indiana Colts going to the Super Bowl?
The Indianapolis Colts?
Indiana.
Yeah. Them.
The Indiana
Pacers. The Pacers are going to make it.
Yeah, the Indiana Pacers
it's probably going to be the Lions versus the Colts in the Super Bowl.
No, it won't. I mean, we're Denver.
Who?
Denver.
Peyton Manning doesn't even have legs right now. He has no ankles.
Peyton Manning is gone.
He's done for the season.
Yeah, and how lucky are the Chiefs to get a broken Peyton Manning?
Yeah, exactly.
They're just gonna fluke their way into wins.
The Chiefs have a free win because Peyton Manning has no ankles.
10-0.
Wow.
That's why you say, where are the Broncos? I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Okay, where are the Seahawks?
Seahawks
aren't in their division.
Yeah.
They're in a whole other conference.
They're going to the bowl.
Okay, oh, no, they can play the Seahawks in the bowl.
No, they're not going to the bowl because the Lions are going to the bowl.
But didn't they beat the Seahawks this year?
No, the Lions haven't played them.
No. I'm talking about Indianapolis.
Absolutely. Indiana shut the Seahawks up.
I do believe they beat them.
The Colts aren't going to the Super Bowl. Come on.
Colts, Lions.
Anyway. I beat Tomato.
Who's going
to? And I think everyone is going to continue to beat Tomato. I don't think his team is even like par. I don't think it's a very good team at all.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a blanket statement for both leagues.
I know he did. He got away with a trade that I tried to veto.
What do you mean? Hold on. Let's bring this up. You want to get into this trade? Let's bring it up. All right.
Yeah,
so
just throw away keeper.
I've been in trade talks with Bourne over the last few weeks. And by trade talks, I mean he offers me something. I look at the email, then I delete it. So that's been our trade talks for the last couple of weeks. Finally, he sent the trade that I didn't delete. And it was Aaron Rodgers, which is injured and washed up, no good for nothing, and probably going to be out for the rest of the season. Steven Ridley, who is terrible and I hate, but gets a lot of touchdowns. And Terrence Williams, which you would never want because Romo's his quarterback.
Why do you hate him?
Terrence Williams has been good this year.
Ridley is accidental touchdowns. Like he accidentally falls into the end zone. Yeah, but other than that,
about
he's terrible.
Him in there. It's like a lineman walks up behind him and says, "Get in there!"
Yeah,
and
he just falls in. Exactly.
It's like he's scared of going across the line.
He like gets tackled into the end zone. It's a big difference running into the end zone versus getting tackled into the end zone. That's Steven Ridley. So then, Bourne offered me, which I accepted, Shady McCoy, which is the best running back in the NFL, Colin Kaepernick, Kapitak, one of the best running quarterbacks in the NFL.
Kaepernick is just not in a good place right now. He's not a good player.
And DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh!
Number one up-and-coming wide receiver in all of the NFL.
Now you're talking.
Now you see that? Now do you understand why this trade was, why I tried to veto this trade?
The absolute top.
He the man to beat in this league.
The Super Bowl. No, right, yeah.
Not with Kaepernick.
Have you looked at E. Diddy's squad? He's not going to roll with Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Well, who is he rolling with?
Roethlisberger.
Oh, well, nah, come on. I'm a Steeler fan, and I know that's going to be like 10 or 15 points a week.
E. Diddy is not going to get beat in a running game at all.
Ever. No. Ever. That's on lock.
You know what, E. Diddy? I'm going to trade you some good wide receivers.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I already got good wide receivers. I don't need your good wide receivers. I have great wide receivers. I have a standard on my team. I only want great players, not good players.
Trey, who wants Kansas City's defense?
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
I'll take it. I'll give you Antonio Pro Bowler
Gates.
I will not
give you anything except for somebody on my bench.
No.
Ooh, guess who has an extra DeAndre Hopkins lying around?
But I need running backs.
Oh, guess who has an extra law firm laying around?
Hell no.
What do you mean hell no?
Franchise D'Angelo Williams, okay? We'll be in talks.
D'Angelo Williams?
That washed up bum?
No, it's not washed up.
You gotta be kidding me.
About who's got a... just washed up Steven Jackson. About the backup in Detroit, Bell.
Well, let's rate this trade. On a scale from 1 to amazing, what would you give it, Ken?
1 to amazing.
1 to amazing.
Solid trade rate.
I give it
a Sandusky.
I give it, we probably should have vetoed this trade.
What? Oh, wow.
Yeah, we only had one person that actually vetoed the trade, and that was me.
I love the trade. The trade was amazing. It made both teams better. And
when is Rodgers coming back for real?
He's not. He's out indefinitely.
Out for the season.
No, he's not.
Career-ending soldier. Shoulder surgery.
Captain America.
Shoulder surgery.
Canada, I can tell you with... I'm watching the NFL Network right now on my TV. I can turn on the camera and you can see it in the background.
What happened to him?
He's got an injured shoulder. He's done. He's not coming back. He's out for the season.
Out for his career. So that was a good trade for me. Getting rid of an injured player that I can't do anything with, right? Win Rough Riders.
See, Bourne.
Is there any other paperwork with this trade? Like something for next year? Like first picks?
So what you're saying, Bourne should have got more? Like maybe a player to be named?
No, what he's saying is he took Rodgers to have the keeper for next year. He's completely given up.
He has not given up.
I think
come on.
Was he 1-9?
He has given up for the season because he asked about hockey.
I think the reason he did that is because Bourne has a full colon and not a semicolon. So
that might have something to do with it.
Is that an ass joke?
I think so. Maybe.
That was bad.
I don't get the reference.
He doesn't get the reference. Moving on.
Franchise, add McLean. I can't do it.
Don't add him.
Yes, I'm going to add McLean. I like McLean. He's my friend.
I can't. You must be the host. That's probably why. Hold on. He has 9 more tweets to review.
I just threw him in.
But is he in?
No, he hasn't accepted my call yet. There he goes.
McLean, you're halfway through reviewing of the trade that went down this week.
Oh, did you already start?
Yeah, we already started. Come on. You're 9 tweets behind.
There's no update.
What do you
mean?
I
was looking for it.
Oh, it's there. Well, I never responded.
Yeah.
So we're about 20 minutes in. And so far we've gone through 2 matchups and the trade
that
went down.
How many PlayStation 4 games we're going to get?
Yeah. How many PlayStation 4 games we're going to eat?
We're making good time.
What about Michigan?
Whoa. We went right into the scoreboard.
I heard
okay?
that.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I forgot about the Baylor update.
What about, no. We went right into the scoreboard.
No, we forgot.
We don't need to go into the Baylor update.
No, we don't care about the Blue Bombers anymore. They're bad. We want to talk about Baylor.
We don't want to talk about Baylor.
Who was here in Waco, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Annihilated.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Annihilated.
Oh, man. Why did I pick up?
Points.
Yeah, exactly. Why? This is your fault, McLean.
Yeah.
You're the one to blame.
Back to you raping Born.
Hold on.
I'm not even sure this is rape.
What do you, okay, so let's.
I think this might be collusion.
Whoa!
That's what I said earlier.
Hold on. Now, like I said, I've been in trade talks with Born for weeks. And like I explained to these fine gentlemen, by trade talks, I mean he sends me a trade and I delete his email. Yeah, until this one came across my desk. Then we had an agreement. This is a deal that works for both of us. He gets rid of my bad players and then gives me legit players so I can take the championship home. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
So basically, Is that what it is?
What?
He gave me a reach around?
He gave me the championship.
He gave you a reach around.
Cause he got nothing in this trade.
Wait, hold on.
He gave up all his best players and got nothing.
Hold on. Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, he got hopes and dreams.
Yeah, hopes and dreams.
Stephen Ridley, guys. 6 touchdowns in the past 4 games.
Stephen Ridley is a beast. He is a beast when it comes to touchdowns.
Now, if you had heard the pre-show, you would have heard that Ridley is terrible.
6 touchdowns, 4 games.
6 touchdowns in the last 4 games.
So stop
it is still
snickering.
Worse than McCoy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
Only 3 touchdowns.
But if you compare Cap to Raj, huh?
Raj isn't playing.
He got 26 touches last week. 26 touches.
See? He might not last for the season. Wait, who are you talking about? Ridley? Oh, yeah.
Ridley, yeah.
And
he's not gonna last
DeAndre
much.
Hopkins, he's a no name.
Oh, no, that doesn't even matter. The 2 receivers, they're basically the same player.
Okay, all right.
That doesn't matter.
What matters is the quarterback. Kaepernick is not good.
No, what matters is McCoy's a keeper.
Exactly.
So is Raj. A-Raj.
A-Raj isn't a keeper except you. Nobody else kept him in any league.
A-Raj is a keeper for Shady McCoy, a keeper. Stephen Ridley, the touchdown machine. Oh, man. Actually, I think Bourne trade raped me.
How does your colon feel?
My semicolon. Did I do it right?
I guess I'm the only one not big on McCoy.
McCoy's the 4th ranked running back.
Actually,
in the league?
McCoy is number 1 in the league right now.
4th ranked.
He doesn't get any touchdowns.
He doesn't need them. He's 4th ranked without any touchdowns.
He's like running all over the place. He's got more yards than anybody else.
So you guys agree. Okay. You guys all agree then.
He's Adrian Peterson from last year.
Something is fishy going on.
Well, Edidi's running game now is pretty ridiculously good.
It's stacked, right? My team is stacked. I've been telling you guys this all season. Now Bourne's team is stacked. We're both stacked.
Collusion.
Yeah, this championship, if you win, it's null and void.
When I win, not if you win.
Well, you're still going to lose to me.
Well, you're not even going to make it to the championship.
No matter how much collusion and rape, you still can't beat me.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't have a good quarterback.
What are you talking about?
Roethlisberger and Kaepernick. Take either. Flip a coin, Edidi. Flip a coin every week.
Roethlisberger is free points.
Oh, yeah. Free 10 points.
I'm going to send you something, McClain.
You're going to send me an offer?
Yeah, I'm going to send you an offer. It's going to be an offer you can't refuse.
Oh, man.
You only got 10 against Buffalo, Edidi.
You got to fight fire with fire.
Yeah. Whoa. What's going on here? Whoa. Hold out here. I might have to make a football decision.
I mean, maybe franchise is looking for a keeper as good as A-Rodge.
Yeah, maybe.
You mean a quarterback that's out for the season? you have an extra one of those?
I mean, a legit threat.
I mean, I might have a number one defense sitting around that I'm not using.
Remember, I have an extra DeAndre Hopkins lying around, just so you know, franchise. Whoa.
Steven Jackson.
I'm just saying, I might have a nice number
D'Angelo
one.
Williams.
A number
you guys can't
one
just keep saying your bad players. Defense. Stop saying just naming your bad players.
And
it's not my fault.
Gates.
It's not my fault that I am the best at trading in this league. Don't blame me for that.
I want somebody as bad as Antonio Gates. He's horrible.
Yeah,
horrible.
He is.
He's over the hill. He's broken.
He's done.
What tight end do you have again, Beast Mode?
I don't need a tight end.
You got Kobe Fleener.
Okay, he's good.
Yeah, okay. So you have no argument here. Okay. If you're going to take Fleener over Gates.
I would.
Yeah, and you're losing. You've lost four in a row. Big surprise.
It doesn't matter. I've had injuries.
Yeah. Shocker, buddy.
If I had the team that I started out with,
you'd be 9-0.
I would not have any losses.
Right.
10-0. All right, Brownies, real quick. On dominating Beast Mode, that's a free win, right? That was a free win for you?
He almost made a comeback. I was surprised.
Mm-hmm. You were shocked.
Because early on, I was killing him. But then AJ Green caught a fluky one from Andy Dalton late. They had that Hail Mary late, and that sent the game into overtime. And that gave him a ton of points because he has both Dalton and Green.
Yeah, I'm hurting that quarterback right now, too.
You know what? I'm shocked. I'm shocked Kobe Fleener didn't get into the end zone, guys. That would have done it. I mean, that's what I was looking at. I was looking at the scoreboard, and I was just worried that Fleener was just going to take it for him.
Yeah, Kobe Fleener's bad.
Yeah.
All right, next
matchup. He's better than you, than whatever you have at tight end.
What are you talking about? I have the best tight end in the NFL right now. Getting the most targets in the last 3 weeks. Jordan Reed.
Who?
Who?
Jordan Reed. The number one target.
Cleveland Brown?
The number one target in Washington. Three, yeah. They call him JR3. Yeah, right. You know you're afraid. I can feel it. Next matchup. Who's up? Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris. 49-59.
Ouch.
Motherfuckers takes this. What happened?
A lot of my guys went out during the games. Mike James.
Yeah.
Not first quarter.
Out.
Gonzalez went out, but he came back, but he really didn't do anything after that. And my kicker scored nothing. Colts didn't even get close.
Yeah. The one opportunity he had, they went for two. So.
Two, yeah.
And Eric Decker is still Eric Decker.
No, Eric Decker's legit, but okay.
He was my best choice compared to my bench. I had Charles and Patriots on bye, so I just couldn't find anybody else to replace him that would give me the points that they do.
Yeah.
I lost it.
Okay, let me see. And Feathermuckers, Still setting his lineup?
No. He had two zeros.
Jackie Battle's not in there. Huh? Oh.
But he had a, both Kyle Rudolph was out since the very beginning, since last Tuesday.
Okay, so like half setting his lineup. Then.
And McFadden too as well.
As long as he still has Peyton Manning in his, for one of his starters, he has a chance. He has a chance. So, 27 points out of the 59 for Manning. Yeah. And he's gonna be out franchise for the last playoff spot. An inactive team franchise. An inactive team. Alright.
You think he'll win the division?
I think so. I haven't won the division.
So.
Galabra loses to Stray Trash Homie, 64-97. Galabra just continues to be just so bad.
Yeah.
Cowboys defense, -9. He lost points. He lost points. A zero by Lamar Miller. 1 point for Marlon Brown. 0 for Vernon Davis. I mean, if this team is that bad, I can see why he traded for the future. Makes sense. Give somebody else a chance, right?
What do you mean the future?
The future.
McCoy was his future.
Oh, no. His real future is quarterback. Quarterback is the key to a great team. If you have a great quarterback, you have a chance to win. Look at Fothermuckers. All he has is a quarterback.
Right. And I mean, look at my team.
Oh, whoa.
8-1.
Whoa.
Great Romy? Quarterback.
I guess everyone missed out on the RG3 sweepstakes. Nobody wanted him. He was on the block for like, 4 hours only? I saw on the thread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody wanted 27 points, I guess.
Nobody wanted a broken ankle in a week.
I guess. All right, what else?
Well, I mean, I showed some interest.
Well, what do you mean you showed some interest?
I posted in there.
What'd you say?
In the thread. I said RG3 would be a good backup on my team. And he never sent me another offer. I don't know why.
Interesting. Let's see. TPS NFL Bums lose 64-126 to the Lazy Kings. 126.
Fire.
Huh?
Hello?
Hello? 120. Oh,
hey, Pantera. Yo, stop, drop, and roll.
Because you're on fire.
Yeah.
You is on
you
fire.
I'm doing that about every 15 minutes right now.
He's on fire!
So what do you have to say, Pantera? You had a great week.
Yeah, I did. I scored the most points in the entire league.
You're welcome.
Yep, you're welcome.
And, just wanna say I told you so to everyone. GG.
And what exactly did you tell us?
Exactly, yeah. What did you tell us?
That don't underestimate the Lazy Kings.
I think we appropriately underestimated you.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go.
You beat a bad team. Who doesn't, right?
He's got a better record than me. He's probably going to the playoffs, right?
To be fair, Lazy Kings, he doesn't have, you know, a consultant. So
yeah.
You took it to him.
Mm-hmm. I did all the ESPN league by myself this week.
Okay.
Mr. Canada didn't help me. He helped me with my NFL league, which I also won and got over 120 points.
Yeah, that's not real. We get it.
Just on fire all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. All right, I'm done talking about that because I just saw Bowser's new avatar. What is this?
Natalie Portman on the Texas sideline.
Looking very... Yeah, I guess that's the best way to put it. That doesn't look like Star Wars. Mm. I'm just saying. And what's that guy
behind? That's a man's woman out there. Extra man.
Is that guy behind her a Ghostbuster?
Yes.
What's going on there? There's a guy
that's why she looks so confused.
I swear he's a Ghostbuster.
She turns away so fast from that guy.
It's like, whoa, no.
Whoa.
Not gonna
You're
happen.
In the shot. Get out of there.
Okay, so the Rough Riders take down the Texas sideline, King Bowser, 104-69, and Rough Riders on a 4-game win streak. Like I said, I might never lose again. I might as well finish out the season on a win streak, roll right through the playoffs to a championship now that I got an elite running back an up-and-coming wide receiver and a backup, a solid backup quarterback. I mean, it's right for the taking. Rough Riders are stacked. Bowser, you dropped to 5-5. You still got a chance to make the playoffs. I mean, you still, you're right there. It could happen.
Lucky. You got lucky, man. I mean, Kembrell Tompkins, he would have taken you to task. That's all I was missing. Or maybe Drew Davis. If I would have plugged in Drew Davis, I would have had it.
What about Andre Brown?
Who?
Brown's back.
I have no idea.
Andre Brown? Running
He's
back?
On your team.
Giants? Bench? 17
I'm
points?
Kidding. 30, yeah, he was my bench.
30 touches for 115?
I kept him on the bench solely because Coughlin said, oh, yeah, we're going to limit him. And then they said, oh, just give him more steroids and let him run. So that sucked.
Should have been the sign.
So here's
I still would have lost.
Here's the smack talk. November 8th by Nate Taylor. I smacked the board. November 10th. Welp, I'm concerned. That was at 4:05. At 7:13, and now I'm crushed.
Oh, man.
Let's just copy.
Fun roller coaster.
Let's just copy and paste that into every smack board in which the Rough Riders play. Because
I started out so good,
happen.
Though.
Well, what do you mean so good?
Well, I had a Pierre Garçon play on Thursday, yep. 17 points, started out, was feeling confident,
yep.
And then everybody else laid a dud.
Well, yeah.
And Andrew Luck couldn't find any of his players. He could only find everybody wearing golden blue.
Well, you had no chance against me. I mean, I had Optimus Prime, 3 touchdowns. Come on. Megatron, 2 touchdowns. Come on. Plus the huge trade I just pulled off. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Jordan Reed.
Come on. JR3. Come on. You got it. Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, come on.
Well, Rapelberger, I mean, that's a big downgrade.
Come on. Come on. Nick
like
Novak.
There's where you just lost me. You listed 2 really good ones, and then you just started petering out, and then you throw in some garbage by mentioning Rapelberger.
I got rid of my dead weight, A-Raj. Come on. All right, next week. Real quick, next week. Brownies, you're done. This is it.
Week 11?
Week 11. This is it. This is the week everyone's been waiting for. This is the week.
Who's everybody?
Everyone.
I'm finished.
There is 30.
My season is done. This game doesn't matter.
What do you mean this game doesn't matter?
This is a bye week for me.
This is
I'm going to rest my players.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow. You're just laying down.
This is irrelevant.
All right.
You're taking the week off.
I'm just going to drop 120 on you then. How about that? All right. You take
go
the
ahead.
Week off. I play hard or I go home. And I'm going to play hard because I'm not ready to go home.
All right. Well, teams with 6 wins, I guess, got to play hard in week 11.
Brownies, can I send you a trade?
Go ahead.
Wow. It sounds like someone's scared to me. I don't know about everyone else.
Nah, I'm scared of what? I'm
going
to send him a legit trade.
Scared of the Rough Riders.
Scared of barely above 500?
Gonna ride or die all over the Brownies.
Scared of only beat teams that score 69?
Whoa!
Or less?
You mean scared of dropping a hundy on your face?
I'm better than you at every position.
What are you talking about? I just got Shady McCoy.
He's a bad Darren Sproles.
Oh man. This isn't going to be close. And I know you say you're not going to try, but you're going to have all
I'm not going to try, and I'm still going to kill you.
Oh, that's not even going to happen.
I'm not even playing a quarterback.
Wow.
If you play Kaepernick, I'm going to beat you at the quarterback position.
Don't give him hints and cheats and advice.
No, if you play Roethlisberger too, either way, I'm beating you at the quarterback position.
Hold on. No, wait, so you're saying no matter what?
Yeah, no matter what.
Even though you're not going to put a quarterback in?
I'm getting more points out of my quarterback than yours.
I think we need to start a new poll.
What's the poll?
Who's going to win this matchup
without
a quarterback?
Why can't I add anybody? I cannot add anybody. Add Bourne, somebody, please. We need to ask him about the trade quick.
You did add him, and then you removed him.
No, I remove him because it doesn't work. And I'm online. Okay. All right, next matchup. Let's go with Canada taking on Texas sideline 5-5 versus 5-5.
Invite. What the?
This should be a close match. It should be close.
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 Do you agree, sideline? I'll take that as a yes.
I'll also take that as a yes.
This is for a playoff spot.
Yep. It's getting close. This is for the playoffs.
It's getting close. Bums taking on Father Muckers, 5-4-1 versus 5-4-1. It's going to be close. Playoffs.
What is that? Playoffs?
What is that? He in a thunderstorm?
Are you in a thunderstorm?
No, I'm pulling a franchise.
Oh, wow. You're on the road again.
I'm decked out in my Philadelphia Eagles gear.
You're yelling at cops? You should start yelling at cops.
I'm swerving in and out of lanes and stuff, pissing people off.
Could you put your phone by your tire, please?
I don't.
Do you want me to unroll the window?
Yes.
Wait, you got it backwards. I don't piss people off. They piss me off.
They piss you off.
Mike, how many copies of Battlefield 4 did you buy today?
Zero.
Oh, dang it. You got to try harder.
Did you sell your PS3 yet and then buy it again?
Yes. No, I did not.
You did sell it, though, right?
Oh, man, I was not fast enough to catch that one.
You're driving home from the pawn shop right now.
Okay, so.
No, I'm driving home from the government of Canada.
So there's a big controversy in this league right now.
Okay.
People are trying to say that trade wasn't legit that we pulled off. Some people are trying to say that there's some ulterior motives going on in this trade. And I'm trying to convince them that
it was? Because you want all your players back?
No, I don't want any of my players back.
Did you tell them about, like, 5 seconds after the deal made, you tweeted me and said, I think I made a huge mistake?
Oh, absolutely not. I didn't mention that. No way. Of course not. So how do you feel about this trade? I mean, convince the people that you got a great deal.
Oh, well, obviously I'm not really looking much towards this year, so I'm pretty much packing it
collusion.
Up. Yeah. Well, based on your analysis of wide receivers, I'm not really going to take much of what you have to say with a grain of salt.
This isn't the NBA. You don't get to tank to get the first round pick here.
Yeah, I something for Rodgers, huh?
I guess.
I guess everyone's upset because you gave me the championship. That's what everyone's saying. They're saying.
Well, I guess you're gonna have to prove it then.
No, I don't have to. I got this. This is a done deal. Now that I got McCoy, it's a done deal. Everyone's
McCoy's
convinced.
Not a first rounder anymore.
Oh, but Clayton was saying he's a keeper.
He's the fourth ranked running back right now.
Well, Pantera didn't want him as a keeper.
Yeah, but that means he is a keeper.
and now you got Rodgers, so that's your keeper for next season.
Yeah, Rodgers. Right? Rodgers is definitely a keeper.
I wouldn't have made the deal if I didn't, because if I kept LeSean, that'd be stupid. So,
Rodgers would have been there next year in the draft.
No.
You could have got him in the second round.
No. We're seeing a guy like with Breeze this year, like quarterbacks are going to be higher ranked in this league. Like you need to have a high ranking quarterback and then you can make mistakes your second and third, fourth round if you want to.
That's what I was trying to tell people.
I'm not going to repeat what I did this past year by waiting on a quarterback, not being able to get luck because Bowser took him before me and then, ending up getting, Eli Manning.
You mean not being able to get Romo? Because I took him right before you.
I guess. Did you see the cover of the ESPN magazine?
No.
You should take a look at that.
I don't think I've gotten it yet.
Oh. Right, why? Is that because you're not an insider anymore?
No, I am. They charged me for a year they shouldn't have.
See, they don't stack. You're trying to get away with something.
They do stack. I called them and set things straight.
What, did you give him your mean face? He's like, I am upset. I am angry and I am brown. You don't want this won't end well.
You should look at it because it's like the quarterback issue and it's got Romo just like sadly walking off the field. And it talks about how rough it is to be Romo.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's a hard knock life.
It is.
For Rome.
Being the starting quarterback.
I didn't watch the game when they got demolished. Did Jones end up on the sidelines at all?
Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Call him plays.
Isn't he always?
Well, I know he usually sits up in the box so somebody can clean his glasses, but I don't know about during the game if he got nervous. and decided to head down the to the sideline so that he could, yeah, kind of enforce. He could possibly fire Garrett right there and then in the middle of the fourth quarter.
That would have been amazing.
No, he's going to be safe for a long time.
This was there. Some people were saying about how this emphasized how Ryan shouldn't have been the fall guy.
Well, I mean, the defense is, it's not the day one defense anymore. Like, half the team is injured.
So they're better.
Which is the same thing that happened to Rob Ryan. So, I don't know. I don't know who you blame. Whoever
Romo
is at fault for everyone getting injured.
But not Romo.
Well, the offense looks bad right now, but that's because they're trying to use Romo as a game manager.
As Chris or Peyton Manning?
No, as Alex Smith.
Oh, that's not good.
And this team isn't good enough to win with a game manager.
What does that say when your team wants you to play like Alex Smith?
Well, they don't want that. That's why Dez Bryant was going crazy. He wants them to go gunslinger, which
yeah,
is what
I've seen
he's
enough gifs of him for a while. Going crazy on the sidelines or on the field.
Yeah.
He's a cancer.
I just want to hear you.
Did you hear what he was saying?
I did hear what he was saying.
They released the audio and it was all positive stuff.
It was all good stuff.
Horn, blow the horn.
I can't. I must be you, though, because some guys ride my tail really closely, so I must have ticked somebody off.
Pee-pee.
Go slower.
He's like, why is this MF-er on the phone in front of me?
I don't piss people off. They piss me off. You got to just the other way around. And you haven't yelled, I'm going to shoot you yet, either.
No, I'm not packing any heat.
Guys, this is, like, racist, right?
Are you wearing your Brittany Griner jersey?
Wow.
How about your Lachey Seastruck jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next matchup. Team Beast Mode versus Straight Trash Homie. Beast Mode, you need a win, but you're not going to get it here.
I love it. I love the negativity.
You just feed off it, right?
I do.
Next matchup.
Wait, Giants are against Green Bay. Victor Cruz is going to go off.
Oh,
I see franchise.
Your analysis is the worst.
Oh my God, Fleener against Tennessee. Oh my God, opening up a can of Fleener.
Stop, please.
Quit pulling the Fleener card.
Open up a can of Fleener. That's no. Lazy Kings versus Chuck Norris. Lazy Kings. Maybe he can continue his winning ways.
See, it's possible whoever I trade with gets better. Yep. So I could see why people are mad at Edidi now.
I think Chuck Norris is going down this week.
Is that?
No, not this week.
Not this
week. Yeah.
This is some hardcore trash talk.
Chuck Norris is getting a little old.
While you guys are worrying about, I'm going to tell you, while you guys are worrying about if I'm going to win or lose, I'm going to be worried about playing Killzone.
On what console?
I'm just saying.
On the Vita.
Guys, Lazy Kings.
Right now I'm holding 3 PlayStation 4 games in my hand, and I have my Vita sitting right next to me. So I'm not going to be without a game this weekend.
He's a game eater.
Say what?
And Rotting Tomatoes is taking on Galabra. Galabra,
that's a terrible impersonation of what I did earlier.
That was terrible. I agree.
I would say mine was 10 times better.
It was 100 times better. It had a lot less Canada in it.
Game on.
Good Galabra, you're taking on Tomatoes. Can we get to 2 wins? Let's make a deal.
God, I hope so.
Let's make a deal. Just get to 2 wins. I mean, it can't get much worse than this.
No, he's done dealing with you.
I have a decent matchup this week with some of my other players, but I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
I think I have to make a move for a different defense because I thought Dallas could be relied upon, but
no,
that's not the case.
No.
Antonio Brown is showing up.
Yeah, he's been decent.
Yeah, I don't get that either, McClain. Against the Saints.
They were available for a reason.
Yeah, I couldn't drop them quick enough.
Yeah, and I thought I was like, what is this? What is this guy doing? And I was trying to pick up. I can't remember. You have to look at the transactions. But I thought maybe I had picked up. Did I pick up the Raiders in that game, or in that week, and then drop them for
I think so.
Cowboys? God, what an idiot!
Because I had the Cowboys, and I kept trying to drop them, but I was getting waiver blocked, and one of my waiver blocks was the Raiders. So eventually, I just had to take whoever was left. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about win number two. I'm not. I thought
nine
I could play
losses.
Spoiler. Yeah, this is rough. But I did win in my Yahoo League.
Yeah, I won my Yahoo League too.
That's what losers say, by the way, when they reference their Yahoo League. That's the new low in this whole thing.
Yeah, it's one of my three. At least I've got some highlight. Maybe franchise and I can start talking about hockey, fantasy hockey.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I rock bottom.
All right, power rankings. Week 10 power rankings. Number 12, Glabra. No surprises. Number 11, Rotting Tomatoes. Number 10, Mercy Hospital. Number 9, Fothermuckers. Number 8, Team Beast Mode.
Oh.
Number seven, still in the top 10.
I guess I can say that too.
Number 7, Martinez Lazy Kings.
What?
Yeah.
He's higher in his Yahoo League.
7?
Number 7.
You're on a roll.
You're up 4.
I'm on a winning streak.
You're up 4.
Two games.
You were at 11 last week.
That's You've a, got a lot to make up from the past years anyway, Steelmacher.
A lot.
Okay, Mr. 1-9.
Whoa! He dropped the 1-9 on you.
See that you can dish out that type of trash talk to a non-opponent, but you can't give it out to Chuck Norris.
You guys are like shaking hands. Yeah.
I'm gonna beat him. No, not really.
No,
yeah, I'm
my team's
you.
Better than yours.
All right, number 6, TBS NFL Bums. Number 5, Straight Trash Homie. 4, Team Canada. Number 3.
Overrated.
Team Canada, overrated?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding
389
me?
Points.
Overrated.
Oh, I agree. Overrated.
All. I will make the playoffs.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
It means a lot.
Most of the league makes the playoffs.
2/3 of the league makes the playoffs.
Except Glabra.
Yes, everyone except Glover. All you need is 2 wins.
Number 3, Team Chuck Norris. Down 1. Number 2, TBS NFL Rough Riders. Mm. And number 1, Mexico Brownies. Whatever. So again, Rough Riders are playing this week for the number 1 slot in the TBS NFL Power Rankings. Whoever wins the Brownies Rough Riders matchup will be guaranteed the number 1 slot.
So, Edity, you think you're gonna win?
Oh, I got this. It's a foregone conclusion. Shady McCoy, Roethlisberger, stacked at
Dallas
wide receiver.
On bye.
Dallas on bye. Perfect storm for week 11, number 1 power rank.
No, Franchise. Well, that means I'm gonna win, though.
What?
Franchise, I just heard an Edity curse. Did you?
I told you, there's only 2 other people in this world.
No, he just selected himself.
Yeah.
I am guaranteeing victory.
Bourne, check it out, Bourne. We were talking about this earlier, and Canada was saying, all right, he cursed him. And it's like, no, he didn't.
That's a good impersonation of me.
you sound very similar to Pantera.
Wow. Yeah. Well, anyway, he was like, well, they're buddies, so, you know, they kind of sounded like to me. You know?
Huh?
I'm just saying, y'all are buddies. Y'all sound alike.
Okay, go on.
He's not saying anything else but that.
So I said there's only 2 other people in this world that know an E-Diddy curse besides myself. You are one of them, and McClain is the other. But that's because we've been doing this for a long time, and we understand.
A little too
context, please. You give me an example.
You have to listen to what he said.
Let's just be vague about this.
Listen to what he said.
Better drama for the show.
Listeners love that. Yeah.
If you want to know, all right, when E. Diddy says something is going to be really
good. Take a poll.
GG.
GG.
Okay.
All right.
Great. That solved it. Okay.
Awesome. So let's move on. Let's move on to the TPS NBA. I know a lot of people have been waiting for this, the TPS NBA update portion of our show. Are you ready, Sponge?
I thought I was listening to a podcast.
No, you.
Did we wake you up?
You're just
while you're driving.
You're just listening to people argue.
I know. I was like, well, "Fuck! What are they talking about?"
All right, Sponge. So what do you want?
I'm ready.
All right,
I'm ready. So, I got a few minutes for you.
Okay.
By the way, can we set a standard, like, kind of reduce the number of tweets in the morning? Because that's a little ridiculous.
No.
Why?
What do you mean, reduce the number of tweets?
I get up in the morning and my phone's going crazy.
Oh, because you're
asking about what time the podcast is on, or I'm who's going to trade who, or
I'm sorry, Bourne. That's me. Okay.
I'm sorry. That's when I do a majority of my tweeting. As soon as I wake up,
the rider.
Yeah.
Got to check the Twitter.
Use the Do Not Disturb app.
Yeah. I should, man. I should increase the time.
Spongy, what's up, Spongy?
All right, Sponge.
All right, NBA.
All right, some NBA action here. We're 2 weeks in to the TPS NBA action. We're halfway through week three, and right now there's some teams separating themselves from the rest of the league. Three teams to be exact. Basketball reasons, the Great Wall of Durant, and the TPSN Ball Riders.
I feel like you're excluding me. This is hurtful.
Talking about just this week or what?
No, for the season. Those are the three legit teams that know what's going on in terms of fantasy basketball. Basketball
sounds
reasons.
Like a curse.
Basketball reasons is 2-0 and didn't spend any money. TPSN Ball Riders are stacked from top to bottom. The Great Wall of Durant, the new guy coming in and dominating these supposed seasoned veterans. Three
can't
teams.
Can't even acquire who he needs.
Legit. Now there's some pretenders around here.
John, is that because he has Durant?
I don't know.
Are there any stats to back that up?
Oh, if that's the case, franchise is legit. He's got LeBron.
I think, well, hold on.
There's a little more going on with franchise's team other than the fact that he has LeBron.
Well, here's the thing about the Great Wall of Durant. He has a really easy schedule to start. He did have to play the Brown Bombers and We Are Goofy Goobers.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's an easy schedule.
That's a super easy schedule. Two teams that haven't won a matchup yet.
So he's not legit. All right.
He...
Exactly. Let me say this.
Okay, go ahead.
I thought this was going to be easy. This is not easy.
Okay, are you the Miami Heat spokesman?
No. No.
Our defense is playing like shit.
At first I was playing by points, and then I realized, wait a minute, there's rebounds.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, there's three-pointers. Wait a minute, assists? What?
Yep.
I'm like, I got this all wrong. So guess what I did? I gave Bourne a good trade, right?
No, we don't.
I think it was fairly even.
Nobody liked that trade.
For me,
I was robbed.
He didn't like it for me.
I was robbed. Anyways, I learned my lesson. Diddy tried to fucking. Diddy also tried
to jump on that.
Like, no, whoa! I did not.
Yeah,
I was no stop. Hold
What's
on.
What's going on here?
I get to defend myself.
He's trying to take John Wall and give me Lynn.
Whoa, that's the
guy
legit.
The guy who's a free agent right now?
Lynn Sanity. Come on, Lynn Sanity.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you can have him. He's available
you can have
for anybody.
$3.99 right now.
I learned very fast.
Hey, I tried to up the offer on that.
You know what? And you know why Durant? The Great Wall of Durant is winning.
Why is that?
Because I noticed when it was time to set my players, he was going in and just filling up that roster for anybody that's playing. And I was just maintaining the players that I picked at the auction.
Yeah.
I didn't know
so
I could fucking
a lot of add and drops every day.
That's what I started doing now. So I'm trying to figure out who's playing. Like yesterday I got gypped. How much time do I have to set my roster?
Until,
you have until the first game starts.
Well, yeah, each player is up to their game time.
Oh, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
I set my roster 30 minutes before the Lakers played.
Yeah.
Why don't you set it go through in advance?
Because you have to do it every day, dude.
Well, here's the easy tip. You can do
That's
it
That's why franchise
Sunday.
Is losing.
No, you can do it Sunday and just go through and set it for the week. And then go back and just review day by day. To see if there's any changes you want to do.
That's what I do.
It doesn't look like I'm losing. Looks like
I'm waking up
right
in the morning.
Yeah, send me some tweets.
I'm waking up in the morning, and while I'm losing weight on the throne, I'm setting my roster.
You got to push accept also.
I submit, not accept.
Yeah,
submit.
Right.
Yeah, I got, like I said, I got it. And since I'm playing John, I think it's going to be easy this week.
Definitely.
You finally get a free win.
Very easy.
I got the hang of it. He's not using Dirk because Dirk is not giving him any points.
And there's no Romo to choose from, so that's the Achilles heel.
I'm good. I think I'm good. I think I got it down, and I think I'm going to be not top three, but let's say I'll be top four.
Well, you're losing right now, 100-58.
That's fine. That's right now.
I'm just saying.
But like I said, I thought it was going to be easy, and it's not, man. You guys are fucking nuts doing this with football, basketball. But hey, my hands to you, man.
Oh, we're doing the baseball too.
It
I don't
does.
Know about doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. You guys didn't really do much for baseball. That was much effort on my part.
You guys should do. You know what? You guys should do one for like WWE.
Wait, what? Come on now. Are you serious?
Yes.
I wanted to have this NBA league as a technicals only league. Nobody wanted that.
It's fun though. I gotta go, guys, but like I said, this makes for great content. I can't wait for you guys to put out a podcast. So I just want to hear you guys say my team's name and you guys don't.
Yeah, because it's way too long. We are Goofy Goobers.
Is it the Gobblers or the Goobers?
Goobers.
The Goofy Goobers.
We are the
Gobblers.
We are Goofy
the
Goobers.
Gobblers. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yay!
The Goofy Gobblers.
Hey, my kid's listening. My kid's listening to this.
Oh, okay, GG. We'll abbreviate.
But, I mean, you know, Bowser, it's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
JT, you still here? No, he's not.
Take that as a yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate this, guys. Is there a prize at the end of this?
No, on this one, we don't have a prize. There was no donations. We only have 50 for the...
just personal prize.
TPS NFL.
See, I wanted to donate for this one again, but I really wanted to be part of it, too, and I figured that was just not going to jive.
That's prize enough.
Yeah.
You having players that are owned in 0.6% of leagues.
Yes.
1.1% of leagues. 3.2% of leagues.
Are you talking about Jeremy Lin?
I don't have him.
You need
I don't have him.
You need to pick him up. 6.9% of leagues.
I'm keeping Wall because as many emails that you've been sending me and I've been deleting, I think I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You're definitely not. I'm telling you. Make a deal. Help me help you.
Help him help you lose.
I'm going to help you lose, Diddy. But other than that, guys, all I gotta say is when my matchup is with the Ball Riders, or what is it called?
The TPSN Ball Riders.
Yeah, when it's my time to play Diddy, guys, send me great players. I can wipe his ass on the floor, and then I'll give you back your players.
Yeah, sure, that's how that works.
But I mean, other than that, I'm having fun, man. I'm having fun every day, and you know what? Obviously, this makes me watch games that I wouldn't watch other teams. Like Dallas, I would never watch Dallas play.
Oh, who would, right?
You're missing out.
But I watch it just to watch that one player that I have that I just let go of that was part of Dallas. I'm watching the Pelicans play. What the hell? I didn't even knew there was a team called the Pelicans.
See? Fantasy basketball.
Dude, I focused on my Lakers, and that was it. And now you guys have opened my eyes that there's other teams out there that are actually good.
Like the Pistons.
Like, no, well,
let's
I said
not
teams
go
that
too
were,
far.
I said teams that were good.
Monta Ellis has 2 points in 15 Whoa. Minutes on 1-for-6 shooting.
I'll trade you Lynn for him.
First, you gotta pick up Lynn and then trade him.
But guys, it's fun. It's cool. I'm really enjoying this. This is awesome. I'm losing my voice. I lost my voice because I was fucking yelling at the TV when the Lakers lost to the Pelicans.
You're gonna lose your right? voice a lot then.
And they're playing them today too, right? And I bet they're losing. Anyways. Just want to say thank you, guys. This is fun. I love it, man.
Good.
Fuck. Makes me feel like a man waking up, taking a shit, and, setting my roster.
Setting your roster.
But, yeah, keep it up, guys. And franchise, that podcast with Torgo.
Yeah.
That was good. That was good.
Oh, yeah. Just stroke his ego on your way out.
No, it was probably good because Disturbed Poppy didn't talk. Oh, shit.
Wait, that show's still going?
We're all confused. We don't know what's going on.
I thought there was a rest in peace sign on our
No, there's cheeks. Still, yes, there definitely is still a rest in peace.
I don't know.
Wow.
I think that show's a failure and everybody hits it. Even the co-host.
We're gonna have to bring back from the burning ashes the Rat Cast, Bowser.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I still live. I still play that shit every day.
No, please don't.
The Ratcast was that good.
Hey, we need a podcast because Diddy's retired.
Diddy's semi-retired. He just has.
He's retired.
No, I'm counting down the weeks until we do this every other week. Trust me.
He's driving the minivan on the weekends now, so he has no time.
Yep. Somebody's got to drive the minivan. All right.
All right, guys.
You're going to go, Sponge?
Yes. I'm driving.
Yeah, pick up Trey Burke. He's open.
I think I'm okay right now.
All right.
Let's take it easy, boys.
All right. Night-night.
Later, man.
Later.
Night-night.
All right. Let's get into our...
Yeah, people dropping out of the...
Skype call?
Yeah,
I can remove them, so I did.
The pot is cleaning house. Yeah,
I'm sending a message. All right, so let's go with the standings right now. Great Wall of Durant and the Ball Riders both 2-0. Beast Mode 1-1. We are Goofy Goobers. Yeah, 0-2, and the Brown Bombers 0-2. That's Black Division, White Division, Basketball Reasons 2-0. Hampton 1-1, Hand Baskets 1-1, Ball and Browser 1-1, and Baked Tomatoes 0-2. And we don't think Baked Tomatoes is actually doing anything, right? Like, did you talk to him, McLean? You had a mission.
Who?
You had a mission.
Baked Tomatoes?
Yeah, you needed to send you needed to get with your boy. Let him know.
Oh, I sent him a message.
And?
Yeah, I didn't hear back.
Oh, man, that's not good.
So,
free wins.
I don't know.
Free wins, definitely have to replace Tomato. I might be able to replace him mid-season, if everyone's open to that.
Maybe.
Maybe? Let it go a little bit longer? Maybe until
when
he's
do I play
him? Born plays.
When do I play him?
Let's see. That's a good question. All right, so we can potentially replace Tomato after in 3 weeks. No, in 4 weeks.
Might be,
wait a second. Do I play him again?
Ball and Bowser, you play him. Yes, you do. You play him one more time. So maybe
oh,
after
we probably
that,
should wait till next year.
Actually, you know what? I play him near the end of the season. So let's just wait until then. Right before the Brown Bombers play
no,
him.
No, after the week
no,
17.
Week 16, I think, is a good place to bring in a new owner.
I think you should get at least 17 weeks to see if he's active.
The thing is, though, how would we be confident that a brand new owner would do any better, like, towards the final weeks of the season than a guy that's inactive?
We don't. You're right.
He wouldn't. It's actually guaranteed that he would not do better.
Yeah.
All right. You're right. We should leave it then.
Especially considering the success of inactive teams in our leagues.
They are playoff bound. For sure. You could, yeah. You're almost guaranteed a playoff spot if you're inactive in this league. So let's go through the teams real fast. Brown Bombers, what's wrong with your team? Like really, 0-2?
Yeah, well, I talked about it last week about Serge Ibaka. He got off to a bad start.
Yeah.
He was shooting like 20%.
I'll trade you, LeBron for Serge Ibaka.
What?
All right, I'll do it.
I'm gonna pull.
You know, Serge Ibaka's back to being Serge Ibaka.
Yeah, Serge Ibaka's back. 25 and 12.
25, 12, and 3 blocks.
That's Serge Ibaka's stat line, right?
I'm gonna pull an E. Diddy Bourne.
All right.
I think that'll work.
And Anthony Davis has been a monster.
The trade was horrible.
Anthony Davis has been a monster. What is up with
the MVP of the league?
He's like 10,000 blocks a game. What is going on with that?
And steals.
Oh my gosh, defensive player of the year. Like, even if he doesn't play another game, he's the defensive player of the year through 7, right?
Did you see him almost dunk from the free throw line without moving forward? Like just jumping from there?
just straight, like two, just jump.
Yeah.
Like, here I am and I want to dunk it. I'm just going to do that. Yeah. Wow. That is pretty amazing. What about Lance Stephenson? Like he could be a legit guy if he could learn how to shoot.
Yeah. I needed a guard. So might he does well. That. He plays guard.
He plays guard. So might he as takes well.
Up a roster spot.
Okay.
And I just got back J.R. Smith. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
You might want to drop that. That's definitely not a good thing.
I might have to trade Lynn for him.
Yeah, there goes your field goal percentage.
Whoever gets Lynn, offer me Lynn.
Let's see. Hampton, Bourne.
Yeah.
Your team. You're 1-1. You have some injuries. You traded for Ilyasova.
Yeah.
And now he's
out. He's out for the 3-game season or 3-game series. Possibly he'll play after that.
Let me see what else.
Dragic, I think, is still possibly. He might have played recently. I can't remember.
Are you getting?
But based on my matchup with Bowser, either I'm really lacking in blocks, or Bowser had like went crazy with blocks last week.
No, I got Roy Hibbert and Dwight, so that's about par.
Yeah. Then I'm pretty much punting that category if that's going to be the case, because that's probably the one main weakness. I don't think I've got a lot of guys that get me a lot of blocks.
Yeah, Hibbert's averaging 4.4 blocks per game.
Yeah.
And who's your other guy?
I got D12.
Dwight Howard, that's right.
Yeah. Otherwise, though, I think I've got a couple categories like assists and I think I'm not a lock, but I'm a good bet to be competitive in that, and my field goal percentage is pretty high. But we'll see. I probably have like maybe another move or so I really need to make if I really want to be good, because right now I probably won't. I'm not a championship caliber team.
You're not Rough Rider good or Ball Rider good.
One of those teams.
We could talk. I got some good players.
Do you? All those ones that cost $1?
Oh yeah. That's like half my team.
I know.
Actually, my team is built from the free agency.
Yeah, well, let's take a look at your team here. The James.
Did you make any moves, guys?
Have I made any moves?
Yeah, from the free agent pool.
Man, I'm making moves almost every day from the free agent pool. Look at my team. I think the only two players I kept were LeBron and...
$900?
Oh, yeah, my $900 players.
You can barely say players. Do you realize that? There's one extra person to allow you to say players.
If Harden wasn't hurt, it'd be even better.
Well, you have David West. I mean, he's solid. That's about it.
David
he's
West.
On a championship caliber
you
team.
You have David West.
I have him today. He'll be gone tomorrow.
Somebody pick up Lynn.
you got J.J. Hickson.
I already got Lynn.
J.J. Hickson's solid, or at least he was last year with the Trailblazers.
Bowser. Well, let's move on to Bowser's team. I'm looking here.
Winners, except in assist and turnovers. I'm like guaranteed, I think, to lose in those categories.
What about score? You don't have a lot of scoring points. But I
hold my own.
Hey, you're beating me in assist right now.
That will change. Trust me.
Assists and steals and blocks. Oh yeah, you're killing me in blocks. You got 14 to my 6.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Well, blocks. That's kind of unfair.
Blocks and
rebounds. That's a category I should always have.
12 steals over my 8. 29 assists over my 24, 77 rebounds over my 44. I mean, come on, dude. You got a decent squad. But I'm still winning, so, I mean, it is what it is.
No. Yeah, if by winning you mean you got 2 to my 5, yeah.
Yeah, you're losing, Pancho.
A little bit of case of dyslexia, but that's okay.
I've got one.
Hey, to your look at the scoring. Who's like the top 5 in scoring?
In
who's by a train?
Me.
Oh. Scoring, what do you mean? In points or?
Yeah, in points actually. Does it give you the ability to look at stats like that?
I am second in points.
Yeah. It's Ball Riders number 1, blowing the competition out of the water.
Oh.
And then, way, way back at second is Bowser. Like basketball reasons. Hampton. Yeah, you're 4th.
I'm 4th?
Yeah, you're 4th in points.
Okay.
Well, let's go through this. This is a good way. Field goal percentage, reasons, and Ball Riders. That's about as far as we need to go. Free throw percentage.
Top 5.
Okay, top five. I have to. Okay, reasons, Ball Riders, Hampton, Team Beast Mode. Oh, I see why you wanted to do
Hampton
top 5.
Hampton way behind Ball Riders, like in points?
Oh, in points? Or in field goal percentage?
No, in field goal percentage.
Oh, it is miles apart. Miles.
What's a mile look like?
0.0001.
All right.
Free throw percentage. Brown Bombers, number 1. Hampton, 2. Great Wall of Durant. Ball Riders, and then Beast Mode. Okay. And Brown Bombers have, 81% free throw percentage. That's the number 1.
Oof.
3-pointers. Bowser, Reasons, Durant, and Ball Riders. Again, wow. Ball Riders is a lot. And Brown Bombers. See, rebounds. Lionel Hampton. Ball Riders again, of course. Bowser, Reasons, and Hand Baskets.
Wow.
Where's Durant? I keep hearing a lot about Durant, but he's not in there.
Oh, let me go way down the list here.
Yeah. that's easy to curse in action.
Assists. Hampton, Reasons, Ball Riders, Goofy Goobers, and Hand Baskets.
Durant?
What's the top 5? What are the top 5 teams, Diddy?
Steals? Hold on. Steals, Ball Riders, Hampton, Reasons, Tomato, and Hand Baskets?
Durant?
All right, blocks. Here we go. Blocks. Bowser, Bombers, Durant, Basketball Reasons, Hand Baskets, then Ball Riders. Had to go 6 deep there. Turnovers. We don't need to go through that category.
Yeah, let's look at that one.
Yeah. Oh, the Bombers are number 1.
Yeah, Bombers number 1.
Tomatoes.
He never sets his lineup. That's why he's way up there. Goober's probably the same thing.
If he never sets his lineup, doesn't that mean he should have less?
Yeah, that's how this is ranked. If you have the least, you're the top rank.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's ranked that way.
Yeah, that's how I'm reading it off. Should you want me to read it the other way? Hold on. We could read it the other way.
Oh, don't read it the other way. Let's just ignore the other way.
Okay, so the Team Beast Mode, Durant, Hampton, Bowser, Ball Riders, 211. Wow. Almost dead. I'm not going to win turnovers ever. Ever.
Me either.
I have Monta Ellis. I'm never going to win turnovers. And we went over the points. Okay, so according to the rankings, based on the stats, the top teams are. So this is weird, right? We didn't hear the Great Wall of Durant really at all while we were reading those.
Yeah.
But Reasons is number 1, Durant is number 2, and Ball Riders are number 3. Then Hampton, Hand Baskets, Bowser, Beast Mode, Tomatoes, Goofy Goobers, and then the Brown Bombers. The Brown Bombers dead last.
Ooh.
Is this the playoff projection?
No, this is just the rankings based on stats.
I would like to point out that everybody active has made a move and acquired new people except for me. And then the only person tied with me, of course, is, well, Tomato.
Tomato. By default.
That is a good point, though. We should see if the playoffs started today in the TBS NBA. Hampton would be taking on Basketball Reasons. Ball Riders would be taking on the Great Wall of Durant. And then in the loser's bracket, Bowser and Hand Baskets, Tomato and Beast Mode, and Brown Bombers versus Goobers. That's if the playoffs started today in the TPS NBA after week 2.
All right.
Hold on. We didn't go through my team, and my team is stacked. like legitimately sacked. Did you guys see who I got for free off the waiver wire? Markieff Morris, the most improved player in the NBA, averaging 20 and 10 over his last three games. Nobody wanted him.
Doesn't that award come out at the end of the year?
I'm calling it.
No, it's after three games.
Put it on. Yeah, put it. I'm bored that the most improved player in the NBA is Markieff Morris.
Are you sure you got the right?
I got the right Morris.
Yeah, the right Morris.
I got the right Morris. I made sure. And did you guys also see Trevor Ariza for free? I mean, come on. He's going to be all defensive NBA. I'm calling that too. First team all defensive NBA, Trevor Ariza. And then the last big huge pickup, Deion Waiters, second team all defensive player of the year.
Yeah, Deion.
That guy is all over the court, except when he's mm-hmm. missing his shots. Here's the thing about him, is if he's not playing well, then they just put in Jack.
Well, the problem is that I think they should give CJ more playing time, because I think he's better than Waiters.
What? No, he's not a defensive stopper like Waiters. Plays both ways.
But he does more. CJ does more.
Does he do 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals, and 24 points?
Maybe not the career game of his life, but no.
That's what I'm just
thinking. But his averages, I would think, would be better.
I guess they're both shooting guards, CJ?
Yeah, yeah.
See, they got too many guards. Irving, CJ, Miles, Deion Waiters, and Jared Jack. That's 4 guards that need minutes and the ball.
Jack doesn't need minutes.
He needs minutes. Give Jack the ball. Come
Free
on.
Jack.
Let's real quickly. What's going on with the Mavericks? Are they terrible? I'm pretty sure they're
terrible. Oh, they are so bad at defense.
Come on.
It couldn't be age.
I mean, Monte Ellis doesn't know what he's doing out there on defense.
No, he doesn't want to play defense. He's just waiting for his turn to shoot again.
And Jose Calderon, or as we call him here, Ole.
Whoa!
Calderon.
Whoa! I don't know how I feel about that.
He just lets them run right past him. Yeah, they both suck. But they're better than Darren Collison and OJ Mayo by a lot.
By a lot.
And Dirk is...
Does Ole play with OJ a lot?
You mean with Monte?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both starters. Monte's the shooting guard. And he's been pretty good.
He has been pretty good. I have him on my
fantasy
team. He's
probably going to be an all-star this year.
Ooh, don't say that. That's a bad sign for the NBA.
He's putting up all-star numbers.
Yeah, but that's a bad sign for the NBA. You don't want... If Monte Ellis can make the all-star team, your league is... That's a down year
for
the league.
23 points? 2 steals?
Yeah, but 4-3 on a 4-3 team that can't play defense. I mean, he's going to get a lot of opportunities because their team is... The other team's scoring so much. That doesn't mean you're good. That just means you have the ball a lot.
They're undefeated at home.
Yeah, but who have they played? Nobody. Look, hold on. I'm checking their schedule right now.
Memphis.
Memphis? Who?
Memphis is good.
Hold on. Who else have they played? Oh, they beat the Lakers. Everyone beats the Lakers.
They beat Milwaukee. Oh, that was on the road. That game was great, though, because you had Monte and OJ.
Uh-oh.
They both wanted to make their old team regret.
Pay.
Yeah, and OJ, he was so fantastic. He reminded everybody why he was terrible, because he turned it over in clutch time.
Oh, poor
with the
OJ.
Ball in his hand, poor which is OJ. What he did all of last year.
It's not his fault. The moment was too big for him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was his fault. He's terrible, and I'm glad he's gone.
Oh, don't say that, because now you have like Monta Ellis.
Monta Ellis is awesome.
He is not awesome.
You're crazy.
Oh, man. No.
You're the one who's only undefeated because he put your team on his back.
Oh, wow.
The rest of your bum squad.
Markieff Morris? Excuse me?
That's why you're leading in turnovers.
Exactly.
He's got the least turnovers from your team.
What are you talking about? I had Jeremy Lin for a while. He's like the turnover king. Yeah, I couldn't get rid of him fast enough. I was crossing my fingers that Spudge would take that trade. Okay. Detroit's bad. Detroit's bad.
What's their record?
They're 2-4.
I thought they were retooling.
Yeah, they were supposed to be good. I mean, they spent money. That's what you wanted.
Are you sure they're not tanking?
No, they're not tanking. They're just not. They can't beat the good teams.
And oh, so you're saying they're tanking smart so nobody can tell.
They're just not good enough to win.
So they can't be like Memphis?
No, they can't beat the good teams. And that's what I was afraid of. If you can't
they lost
beat,
to Memphis.
They can't beat the good teams. Oh, man. Damn it. Okay, Memphis was good for that game.
You beat Washington.
Yeah, so.
Pretty good.
No.
Trevor Ariza.
Yeah. Defensive player of the year.
Nene.
They beat Boston. Boston beat the Heat, so that means Detroit is good again.
I mean, Detroit, they should make the playoffs.
No,
right?
They'll make the playoffs. That's the problem, though. They're going to make the playoffs and lose in the first round. I don't see them.
They're going to get nobody in next year's draft, too.
No, they're not. They're frustrating. They're not good enough. And, I don't even want to watch them anymore.
You're talking about the Pistons?
They probably should just go bankrupt with the rest of Detroit and move.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, man.
What about Cleveland? What's their record?
Oh, that's
3-5.
Oh, man.
They quit keeping track a while ago.
They're just as bad as Detroit.
They're not. They're a little bit worse. They're a little bit worse. I think that Detroit could beat them in a 7-game series.
Cleveland's just waiting for Braun to come back.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Yes.
Let's play NBA 2K14.
On the PS3, right?
On the PS4. How is it I'm seeing all these people unboxing them already?
Mine hasn't even been shipped from Amazon.
Exactly. I'm with you there. I saw an unboxing that Torgo put up, and he has his name engraved on the damn thing.
Okay.
Is that for safety, security?
That's douche, right?
Yes, that is big time.
That's fucked up, man.
Why?
For security reasons.
You should never care that much. Ever.
Is that worse than eating games?
Yes. Way worse. Because at least when you eat games, you can get fiber.
We only know one game eater. We only know one game eater, let's face it.
Sing it.
I don't think I can hit it as good as Canada did.
I'm a Pacers fan now.
Unbelievable.
Are they the only above 500 team in the East?
They're 8-0. Undefeated. Oh man, I've been waiting to become a Pacers fan. I feel so liberated. I just came out of the Indiana closet. I feel so much better. Roy Hibbert. Remember? Like I said last year, I like a little bit of Roy Hibbert.
Have you heard the stat around him though?
What? What's the stat?
Anybody within 5 feet of him, it shoots only 27%.
Really?
Out of the entire league so far of everybody they face, if they're within 5 feet of Roy Hibbert, they're only shooting 27%. That's insane.
See? I love Roy Hibbert. Roy Hibbert, yes. Paul George. Those are my boys.
The baby dragon.
George Hill?
George Hill. Love
Grant
George
Hill.
Hill. Lance Stevenson. Who else? Come on.
Danny Granger.
Danny Granger, that's my boy. He wears a
suit. Aren't they going to trade him?
Maybe. He has to play a game, I think, at least, before somebody will trade him.
To prove that he has
injured again?
Yeah.
He hasn't played.
Yeah, he hasn't played yet.
So he never came back?
No.
Well, I thought like he got injured in practice before this season started.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. So he hasn't played at all season. Oh man, he's collecting free money.
So he's become Odin. So he's going to go sign with the Heat.
Eventually.
He hasn't gotten injured yet, has he?
Odin? Nah, not yet. They haven't played him more than like half a minute.
He kind of makes like a halftime appearance and then that's about it.
And he jogs onto the court and then they call timeout and he comes back in.
Everyone thinks he's LeBron and then he moves and like, whoa, that's not LeBron.
I know which one he is now.
He's the one with the hair.
Okay, so Dallas isn't going to make the playoffs.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
They're too good not to.
They're not as good as Golden State, Houston, Minnesota, the Clippers, Portland, Phoenix, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, New Orleans, Memphis.
Wait a minute. Phoenix?
New Orleans.
Yeah, Phoenix. Come on.
How is Phoenix?
Marquise Morris. I'm trying to tell you.
They suck at tanking.
They are. They're the worst tank. Look at that. They're beating the bad teams. Oh, wait. They haven't played Dallas yet. They will be beating the bad teams soon. Mark Cuban is a monster.
What's Utah doing right now? Because I didn't realize that Hornacek is coaching them.
Oh, they're bad.
Utah is going to be amazing next year.
What do you mean? They haven't won a game.
No, they got those two great big men, and then they're going to add Wiggins.
Wait, hold on. By big men, are you talking about Favors and
Cantor?
Oh, that's not great.
They're amazing.
They're not amazing.
And Gordon Hayward.
Oh, Gordon Hayward. Now, he's amazing.
I like him, yeah.
Did he?
He plays hard.
We've been going for 2 hours and 4 minutes.
Okay, let's finish this up. Okay, let's move on to... No, Pigskin Pick'em. Pigskin Pick'em. B. Smith Spread'em Group. Footballix.com with 76 points, 8 right this week. JT, 7 right, 73. Ron Bro with 72. Edity 999 with 72. Born 65. You got 8 right. Franchise with 63, 7. Bowser with 63 and 7. And Tomato not involved. 5 total points. So again, there's at least 4 of us right now that are within striking distance with 7 weeks to go. I think we got this. I think we can take out, I think we can take out McLean. It really, the race is between JT, Ron Bro, and I to win
this. Is
this
live right now?
Yeah.
Or are you playing a recording of the last 9 weeks?
I think this is right for the taking. I can see a trend in McLean's picks, how he started off strong, but gradually, week by week, he's kind of gone down.
You're right, but luckily for me, you guys aren't good. So. I don't have to worry about my pick.
Yeah, we're using every site except footballlocks.com.
Big mistake.
Huge mistake. Okay, so till next week, make sure you eat games, eat a PlayStation 4, buy stuff, pre-order, full in stock at store.theplaystationshow.com, the PS4, all the games.
Is that still a thing?
Yes, fastest shipping, lowest prices.
What, you have them in stock?
Store.theplaystationshow.com. Go check it out. Search for PS4. Search for Killzone. Search for Delicious Games. And they'll be on there. Yeah, until next week, here's the rest of that Detroit Pistons song. Bad boy. Jump ball. Tip to Isaiah. Superstar. The chain you burn, you can say Lambeer with a money back guarantee. A killer in a paint, hitman with three. The spider, the glider, sound for the slam.